T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I got to go to my man at Philly Voice. I think he's the most authoritative voice on Sixers right now. Kyle Newbeck's online. Hi, Kyle.
Good morning, Angelo.
It's not a good morning, Kyle. And I'm going to read to you what Adrian Wojnarowski is reporting. Toronto has reached agreement in principle to acquire San Antonio's Kawhi Leonard for a package that includes DeMar DeRozan. League sources say trade is larger on both sides. Players are still being informed of their inclusion in the deal. They will probably announce it later today. This means the Sixers have failed in getting another one of the stars that supposedly Brett Brown was trying for. Is this another blow to their offseason?
I think it's certainly a blow, but if you look at the terms being what they are, and DeMar DeRozan being the headliner in the trade, it just doesn't really seem like the Sixers were in a great position for what San Antonio wanted. They clearly wanted to keep competing right now rather than going into more of a development and rebuild stage. And I don't know that there was a player on the Sixers, unless they were going to move somebody like Joel Embiid or Ben Simmons, that was going to meet that sort of criteria for San Antonio. DeMar DeRozan is a guy who's going to contribute and help them compete for the playoffs right now. And so nobody that the Sixers were willing to give up was going to bring him back. And so it doesn't seem like there was a realistic fit based on what the Spurs were seeking out.
All right, but Kyle, the Sixers made somewhat of a sacrifice when they made the trade of Mikal Bridges, right, for Zaire Smith and the number one pick in 2021, and the concept that they would use that pick to go star hunting. But they're not getting any stars. So isn't the whole premise of getting that pick failing at this point?
Sure, but that pick still exists until 2021. They have a lot of time that they can use to trade that to somebody. They can use that potentially at the trade deadline if somebody becomes available, whether that's a guy on an expiring contract, somebody who expresses discontent with where they're at. I guess their sights might turn to maybe say like a Jimmy Butler. He's not as clean a fit as Kawhi Leonard would have been, but he's going to be a free agent next offseason, and so that'll be part of the whole circus of this year. There will still be opportunities down the line. And look, the most important thing here, Angelo, is that they have two foundational pieces. They have good role players in Dario Saric and Robert Covington. They have what I guess at this point is a total unknown in Markelle Fultz. This is certainly not a team that is capped out in terms of their potential by any means.
I'm going to my narrative is changing on the two-star thing you just said, Kyle. Embiid, no argument. That's a superstar. Just keep him healthy. He's going to be awesome for a long time. We were talking to Jack McCaffrey last hour, and he goes all around the league, and he said, other than in Philadelphia, nobody yet is conceding Simmons to be a big superstar also, and won't until he learns how to shoot from the outside. Are we overrating Simmons in that, you know, Shaq-Kobe comparison that you hear sometime? You know, we got two big building blocks to work around. Are we giving Simmons more credit than he deserves?
I mean, I would certainly say he's definitely not at Embiid's level quite yet. Like, you are definitely correct.
Right.
Embiid is the tentpole best player. That's the guy you build the foundation around. And as we saw in the Boston series, if Ben doesn't make some serious improvements to his jump shot, there are ways for good teams to neutralize his impact. So that's a thing that's certainly something that we have to monitor. Every conversation we have about Simmons' prowess and his potential stardom has to be taken with the fact that if he doesn't ever improve that jumper, there is a very hard ceiling on what he can be. But I think given the skill level that he has at such a young age, given the way he thinks the game and sees the game, that shows a work ethic that he's had up until this point in his life. he takes basketball very seriously, even though some people have been concerned this offseason about the whole dating a Jenner thing, which I kind of dismiss out of hand.
No, you should not dismiss it. He's going to be on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. It's a fine show. A&E Network. Yeah, he's off right now with, I believe he's with Kendall Jenner at this juncture.
They're two 20-year-olds dating.
All right, you know,
listen,
you
so
don't have to get that graphic
is,
about it. You know what that means. Sorry, Kyle.
Okay. All I'm saying is right. Everything we know about Ben is that he's a hard worker who cares about basketball very much. It's not the type of kid that he's out there resting on his laurels. He's not working to improve. Now, I don't know how much he's going to be able to improve the jump shot this offseason and how much that can impact what this team can do next season and next playoffs. But I believe in him long term just from being around him and watching him play every day.
I got to tell you something. I'm very, very unhappy right now at this sudden love for Los Angeles. All right? So especially in your sport. So let's go back to LeBron. All right? Because I was told by the owner, Josh Harris, who, by the way, I'm not a fan of, he told me what a coup it was that LeBron's people sat down with the Sixers before LeBron signed with the Lakers. But then we found out LeBron had two movies in production, right? There was never actually any chance that our Sixer contingent was going to talk LeBron into coming here, was there?
Yeah, I think once you heard that it was strictly a meeting with the representatives for LeBron,
right,
that probably should have told you everything that you needed to know, because he went and personally met with Magic Johnson at the opening of free agency. There was all the reporting in the months leading up that he had his sights on the long term and all sorts of other things that were suggesting that it was not clearly about just how good the basketball team was that he was joining. So, yeah, I mean, the meeting is nice, and they can take that to agents and say, well, we got LeBron's people at the table, but ultimately I don't know that that really means very
but
much.
But who got
the
that? Who's getting them at the table? I mean, I know when the Colangelo thing went down and he left, a lot of people said, there's so many stars here on this team, it doesn't matter. General managers are going to be beating down the Sixers' door to get that job. And that does not appear to be the case. I mean, did the Colangelo thing really hurt the Sixers at the worst possible time?
I don't know that it hurt them. I might say that a big part of the reason they would even get a meeting with Rich Paul and LeBron's other representatives is that I know for a fact that Rich Paul and Brian Colangelo have a pretty good relationship, and I think part of the reason that any sort of meeting like that would even be granted to the Sixers is because it's a courtesy to Brian and the people under him that obviously have established good contact with Rich and some other people around the league. So I don't think the Colangelo thing hurt them necessarily. I think this is really more of a case where LeBron had his sights set on somewhere and his mind and his heart set on there.
And
that
was
just where he was going.
And that's the same with Kawhi, right? Kawhi's going to Toronto for 1 year. He wants to sign as a free agent next year in Los Angeles. Is that the way you read that one, Kyle?
I do from the bird's eye view, but honestly, this Kawhi thing is so weird that I don't know what to make of his intentions. His uncle is like seriously involved in all this.
Okay.
And it seems like their goal has been get him somewhere where his visibility is higher.
Yeah.
Is that necessarily the case in L.A. where he's – I know the Lakers are obviously a much bigger market and brand and draw and all that, but if he's playing second fiddle to LeBron – is that the same as him coming and being the main star in Philadelphia? Or even if he just stayed in Toronto or he went to the Knicks or went to any number of teams that would want to get him? Like, I don't know what their actual priorities are here. I know he says he wants to go to L.A. Maybe that means going to the Clippers. I don't know that he wants to be the sidekick to the LeBron circus in the final years of his career.
Kyle, I've never done an impersonation before. I'm going to do one right now of Hollis Thomas. All right, I'm going to do Hollis Thomas. You just said Kawhi's uncle is very involved, and Hollis went, Hollis, that's not a good sign when the family gets involved, right?
They have no idea.
Last one. Kyle, I don't have to tell you. How old are you, Kyle?
28. 28.
Al, he's 28. This kid is Manny Machado. This kid, and let's just say, you don't have a contract at Philly Voice, right, Kyle? You don't have a You're a free agent, right, Kyle?
I'm on an expiring. Is that what you're telling me?
No, here's the thing right now, Kyle. You get a call from a great website in L.A., all right? You could go there or you could stay here. Where's Kyle Newbeck going?
Well, money talks, Angelo, so we'd have to talk about what's
going on. Oh, that is horrible, Newbeck. Horrible. In other words, if the money was better out there, you're out of here?
Well, it depends. I have a lot of loyalty to my company and the people I work with, so certainly I wouldn't flee without talking it over with them. I have a lot more considerations than I just want to go to L.A. It's very dependent on the context of the situation.
And you grew up here, right, Kyle?
I absolutely did.
Loyalty, Al. It would take a ton more money to get Newbeck out there. A ton more.
Yeah,
they better ante up at Philly Voice for you, Kyle. Thank you, pal. Appreciate
Thanks,
it, buddy. Kyle Newbeck. You know what? I feel empowered by this story.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.